We must keep our primary focus on the awareness that much of what we do as awake, conscious, heart-centered beings of light is preparation for the collective experience. We are going out ahead. We agreed to go out ahead. We agreed to be the first layer of embodiers. So first and foremost, we are responding to everything with love and unity consciousness. No exceptions. And I don't just mean everything out there. I mean everything in every moment of our everyday life, in the four walls of our own home, in the thoughts that come up, the fear that come up, the emotions that come up in our own being, responding with love and unity consciousness, no exceptions. When I go out for a run in the morning and find a four-leaf clover and a delicate white feather, both of which I am inspired to hold up to the sun in honor of freedom and creativity and the fortune we have to be here now in this beautiful world, I am not denying the reality that is suffering from racism and fear and the... I could really curse, but I'll say the unconscionable directive that someone's loved one must die alone. I am lifting it up and restoring balance and strength and perseverance in service to the long game of divine love. So that's another thing that we've got to be asking ourselves daily. What do I need to do right now? What is my role right now for the immediate out-picturing, demonstrating experience and events happening in the world? And then what do I need to do right now? What is my role in service to the long game of divine love? Because you can bet your bottom dollar or whatever else is precious to you that the role that you're playing in the immediate is intimately connected to the long game of divine love on this planet and in the greater universe. I've heard too many people over the past weeks and months refer to this gradual reopening of life in 3D with all its rules and controls and restrictions as the new normal. Rawr! Well, I am redacting that ignorance because the new normal is seeing ourselves as light and behaving accordingly. This is not a time to be angry, to point out grievances or judge ignorance. Oh my gosh, if we could get, you know, a dollar for every time our mind judges, we'd be millionaires, every single one of us. It's so automatic. And I don't want to feel incensed or above where the majority of people are because we're all connected. This is not the position we want to take to stay in positions of clarity and power. My intention is to meet each moment with an open heart, ready to create new and positive solutions, and to feel that energy, not just say this with my head, but to feel that energy inside of me and let that be what moves me to another choice and to another thought and to another action, to a decision, And because of that intention deep within, I tend to attract experience and circumstance and awarenesses on many different levels that help me remain in preparedness, ready to be used and help and support and change lives. Rumi said, out beyond all wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Well, this is the field I want to meet you in. Open hearts, unafraid, standing strong as creators of reality, not victims of it. Teaching by example. In the conversations we have or choose to not engage. I finally got to get my hair cut after 4 months of not having it cut, which when you have a cut that's a shape, I actually think it didn't do that bad, and it was kind of cool to get to watch what my hair wanted to do when I just left it alone. But I finally went and got my hair cut at a local salon by a beautiful 27-year-old stylist. Her name is Lily. I just love her. I've been going to her for about a year now. And we were the only ones there in that section of the building, because they're doing all the practicing social distancing and following tons of rules. But we had this beautiful, meaningful connection. And we talked about race and our country, about what's going on now, about how it got to this point, about what can we do to help. And she got so excited and so inspired by the conversation that we were having. And she said, I wonder what restaurants in Asheville are owned by Black people. So we Googled it together, and there was a ton in a list. And she was like, that's so amazing. I'm going to go. And then we also, when we were looking at the list, we were looking at what's open now and what's closed. And I just happened to, without even thinking, I said, okay, so-and-so over on Eagle Street is open. That makes sense. And she says, where's Eagle Street? What is Eagle Street? And because of my background working with the inner city kids in Asheville, I know that Eagle Street is like central to the Black community. There's an African American cultural center. There's several restaurants. There's different businesses. So anyway, you know, starting a conversation, even when the conversation may be uncomfortable, this is a time, and I just mean this with every ounce of love in my whole heart, but we got to get real about this and acknowledge that this is a time when no white person, and most especially any of us, have any business having a life that does not include people from other races, other nationalities, cultures. That it does not add up, and it does not compute with who we say we are and the unity we say that we stand for. So look up black businesses in your area. Look up black restaurants. And when you go, when we can go again, when you go, make a point to thank the owner, to have a conversation about the art or whatever the business is, to shake a hand, to look into eyes. You don't have to say, I see you, for a person to know that they're seen. We must be understanding energy in a way that continually repositions us on new levels in new power, remaining neutral to all that is shifting and rewriting and defiantly ignorant in our world. Because this is the way of forgiveness. This is the way of wisdom. And this is the new divine human. Understanding energy is essential in this now. Through these eclipses and on into more unknown as the year progresses, if you're wanting or ready to dive into energy more, understanding how to harness it, and where you are losing or misunderstanding it, send me an email or check out the additional services on DN Live. Within quite a few spokes of this work being tabled with the pandemic, I've been able to gratefully expand a lot of my one-on-one services in support of transitioning humans at this time. As an energy intuitive, I can really help ground you into new levels of understanding of yourself, your true authentic self and purpose. Understanding your own very unique sovereign energy and the service that you're here to step into in this time moving forward. Everything is different now. I cannot say that enough. And my greatest intention for this global cosmic spiritual event, every single day I meditate with it, is that I look back on this now and say, holy crap, wow, my life, it just changed my entire life and my entire being. I'm on it. I am on that with my whole soul. You know, at least once a day, I feel happy in my soul because the soul is coming online. And this is so purposeful. Even as so much sorrow and confusion and devastation and continual unknown is present, there is an opening, expansive heart alignment with greater universe, allowing for the experience of feeling ourselves. Deepening our understanding of ourselves and clarifying so many questions within about true identity and purpose. It's just stunning how this, oh gosh. You know, because of something so devastating and so from a 3D perspective and the agenda being driven so insane and unnecessary on so many levels, but how this very same event has allowed for the clearing and purification and spaciousness of the fifth dimensional earth to come online, to activate on profound is not really a big enough word, level of synchronicity. I mean, Lily and I, this again, 27-year-old sweet little thing born in the country, and so not in a sophisticated city, you know, and she's young, and she's like, I can't even count the times that I'm having these, I was trying to think of the word she used, because I think that I said synchronicity, but something happened, but whether something came in on a text on her phone, or I said something, and then it matched something on her phone, but she said, that's just happening to me all the time, you know? My partner and I are getting ready to exercise at home, you know, during the pandemic. And we like to put on music that helps us to get going and be strong. And he was thumbing through the music that they have. And she started thinking about a song they haven't played in a long while, but she thought would be great. And he pulled out the same song. So, in little and big ways, just the activity of connection firing, the fields are free from so much density and emotion and strife from people going offline, so to speak, in their own world. And it's just stunning how something so tragic, when the light of awareness shines on it and we understand its true nature, is actually something so incredibly, magnificently beautiful. I have something else I want to tell you, Cher. This is a new timeline experience to share, just for the sake of pivoting your awareness to like experiences that may be happening in your reality. So I'm having this experience lately, at least the last 6 weeks or so. It's difficult to put into words, but I've worked with it quite a bit. And the feeling in my body, in my mind, in my consciousness, in my heart, the sensation is that of me, my current consciousness and energy, Deanne. I see this, but it's a feeling. I see myself sitting on a planet, my little tiny self sitting on a huge planet out in the vast universe. And then as I'm sitting there, all this darkness and just this planet I'm sitting on, and then way over there, just barely able to make it out and distinguish, across a great nothingness, I see me again, but the me I have always known, with all her experiences, all her choices, all her emotional past. I see that aspect of me sitting on an entirely different planet. I'm very aware. That part of me, it's there, but it's not there. It's no longer inside of me. So the sense is, I am no longer where I have always been. I am no longer in that story. But I see her. I have awareness of her. I know she is okay. And this is a kind of rudimentary way that my mind is trying to make sense of leaving one timeline along with our story and history and beliefs and attachments. All that we have known, and suddenly having all your experiences, everything within you, but no longer tethered to it, to the past, the known. It's not the soil now nurturing our roots of self. There is a new soil, a new foundation and frequency supporting us that was always going to activate and help rewrite our human experience. It's cellular. It's in the DNA. It's in the new crystalline multi-strand DNA that's moving away from the carbon-based duality two-strand DNA. It's our identity coming online, connected to the new golden race of humanity. So solar activity is heightened. Crystalline DNA activations are plentiful. The natural side effect of strong passages like this is more chaotic behavior in the external. And it's our task to hold the higher light and embody the higher consciousness. Choose and create your experience wisely. The spoiler alert is that if you are a creature of habit, that if there is any degree of rigidity in your world around routine, that's not choosing and creating your experience wisely. We got to come in through a new door. We got to open a new window. We got to eat different food and shop in new ways. We got to start new conversations. First at home, and then ongoing with our community and our greater world. We really have to ask ourselves, is what is happening now and how it is being rolled out and handled in the third dimensional reality, is this how we want to live? In all the scenarios happening now, and numbers and facts and cases being given to us, independent testing is not being allowed. What is currently being built is the architecture of oppression. And we got to pay attention to that daily. We got to be talking about that with courage, unafraid who might not think like us or agree like us. Remember, no more bubbles of self. Every day, setting the intention to feel the connection to your human family and to see your way forward clearly.